Now we come to the major track of the album, A Day in the Life. It started out one day with John reading a column in the Daily Mail about the deplorable state of roads in Blackburn, Lancashire. A local councillor was quoted as saying, "It's about time they did something. I've been around and counted 4,000 holes."
So he included it as a verse in his song, 4,000 holes in Blackburn, Lancashire. How many holes would it take to fill the Abbot Hall? And it's as innocent as that. And I actually saw the newspaper which had this cutting on it. I think if you look in the files, you'll find it.
The other story that he read was about the death of the heir to the Guinness fortune, who died in a car crash in London. About halfway through, John asked Paul for something to continue or add. Paul came up with a song he'd been writing about waking up, catching a bus, smoking a Woodbine cigarette, and going to class, a reflection of his school days. So two separate entities became one. Paul also added the line, "I'd love to turn you on," a line he'd had in his head for a while. Unfortunately, it was misinterpreted, and the song was banned in some places. The cataclysmic orchestral buildup, which occurs twice in the piece, features 42 conservative symphony orchestra players who were enticed by the Beatles to wear funny hats, false noses, and paper glasses to get into the spirit.
Well, I mean, they were shocked. They didn't really know what was going on, because, first of all, they were also asked to wear evening dress as well, which was unheard of, you know, for a recording session. When there was various funny party novelties and that floating around, you know, funny hats and things. I think it was John that wanted this, as he put it to George, this the most horrible, loudest sound that could be created, you know.
The final chord was played by all four Beatles and George Martin on two grand pianos and one upright. It was then overdubbed three more times. This dense, massive sound made a powerful ending to one of pop music's masterpieces.